When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go. Jets win it. Touchdown. Rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning, 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen, thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeJet1. And it's time for a Black Friday edition of the Jets pregame report. Jets and Dolphins getting going today, 3 o'clock, MetLife Stadium. First time ever that there is going to be a Black Friday NFL football game. And of course, it had to be the Jets, right? And so we're going to talk about it with our friend who covers the Jets for JetsXFactor.com, a website that he also co-founded, the leader of the Saboholics, my buddy Robbie Sabo. Robbie, what's up, man?
No, just another great day in the neighborhood. Friday football. You ready? It's not high school, although some may wonder on one side of the ball. But hey, Black Friday. Let's go.
It does feel like it could be high school the way that the Jets offense is played, like you just said. And now we get a quarterback change. In a lot of ways, I feel like it's shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. But hopefully I'm wrong. Not that Mike White was great last year. He certainly wasn't. But he was better than people expected. Maybe that's what happens with Tim Boyle, who gets the start today. He talked a little bit ahead of this Black Friday matchup, and so did Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator, talking about why they have faith in Tim Boyle. Robbie, unpack all of that for me if you can. I have to say, I like Tim Boyle's quote about being dangerous. It's the right mindset, if nothing else.
Yeah, it was Connor Hughes who asked it, and it makes, whether it translates, we have no idea, obviously. But I kind of see it in Boyle's eyes as, you know, sitting on the bench watching Zach Wilson all year. We know what Zach has in terms of talent, but it's the between the ears stuff. And I'm not talking about smarts. I'm talking about mindset, command, a lack of command, you know, a lack of confidence. And I said this the other day, it's like you almost want to be arrogant. When you're shooting a three like Steph Curry, your mindset has to be that I'm never missing. This thing is going in. Like I picture it this way. And Zach just never had that. Never felt like a moment he had that, even in KC. You know, you still saw it in his eyes. And there was just no command. Boyle, I could see Boyle talking about this and trying to get into that mindset as the antithesis of what he's been seeing since Zach took over in week one. So it makes a lot of sense. And I like it. I like the mentality. But we'll see if it translates.
I think what ultimately happened with Zach Wilson is whatever confidence he had got killed, and then he just got so scared to make a mistake that it ended up backfiring on him and his confidence eroded forever. I still look back last year after he was benched for Mike White and think that they should have just held him out the rest of the year and redshirted him this year the way that they said they were going to. We'll never know if that would have worked, but it certainly couldn't have turned out much worse than what we ended up seeing. But with Tim Boyle, I like what you said, Robbie. It's the right mindset. It's something that he has to think because he doesn't have the same physical ability of somebody like Zach Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, for that matter. It's sort of like Mike White. Last year, he made his fair share of mistakes, and I don't think he's anywhere near as good as a lot of Jets fans romanticize now. He did very well against the Bears. The games after that, he wasn't that good. He played like a backup, basically. I know he had the rib injury, but that's essentially what he is. And he carved out a nice niche for himself. He'll probably have a long career in the NFL, a decade or so as a backup, and good for him for being able to do that. But because he didn't have the physical ability of a Zach Wilson, he had to go out there unafraid to make a mistake and put himself on the line. And sometimes, unfortunately, bad things happen. Like I said, 5 picks in 3 games after that Bears game. Ryan Fitzpatrick was another guy that was exactly like that. What he didn't have in physical ability, he made up for in what Bill Simmons would call irrational confidence. There were throws that Ryan Fitzpatrick simply could not make, didn't have the physical ability to do it, but you couldn't tell him that because he was going to try it. Now, sometimes that was to his detriment, but sometimes we saw the Fitz magic. And when you're somebody like that, if you want a career in the NFL, you've got to approach it that way. I don't know that Tim Boyle is going to be Mike White. I don't know that Tim Boyle is going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. But if he wants to be that type of player and carve out a career in the NFL like that, that's the mentality he's got to have.
Yeah, you're spot on. That's the right mentality. I mean, listen, you visit Twitter, it's polarization city. It's either all the Jets' fault, all the coaching staff's fault, or it's all Zach Wilson's fault. It's nonsense. It's on both parties. Is there stuff I hate that I see in terms of what this coaching staff does, where they worry too much about physicality instead of finesse, where they feature the defense a little too much and they play conservatively? Yes, there's stuff I don't like. This game is more, in today's modern version, is more about fooling the opponent as opposed to running them over. And I think taking that approach with Zach, he's, like you said, he's scared to make a mistake. He's paralyzed. He's mechanic. At the same time, when you're a quarterback, you could only take that game plan, that advice so far. You have to take risks at some point. Forget football, in life. You're not going to get anywhere if you don't take risks. And I can't have any real sympathy or empathy for Zach Wilson when he's not taking risks and he's not using his arm downfield and taking those shots. Fitzmagic, Fitzpatrick did. You know, guys like that did. You know, they'll have those bad pick games. And someone disagreed with me when I said Zach Wilson never had command or arrogance. I think arrogance is what they disagreed with because they saw him play in a not safe way early in his career, throwing picks, trying to use his arm. I don't think it was arrogance. I think it was just recklessness. He was reckless without being arrogant, without having that confidence. So yeah, you're right on the money. And hopefully for Boyle, you know, it's hopefully for Jets fans, we see it early on. The one good sign is when he entered the game last week against Buffalo, wasn't great numbers, wasn't great, but he was decisive right off the bat. You could see that. He knew what to do with the football right away, and it was a welcome change.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Robbie, now that we've talked about Tim Boyle, the Jets' new starting quarterback, let's talk about the props and the game line, how we think the Jets are going to do when it comes to the over-under and the spread. They are double-digit underdogs at home to the Miami Dolphins. Not a surprise based on the way that the offense has been playing lately. Dolphins are minus 10, and the over-under is 41. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, could you expect anything different? 10, I think I saw 9.5 somewhere else, maybe FanDuel reached 10 at this point with DraftKings. It's all around the same mark, and it makes sense. I mean, even MetLife can't save them here. You know, the home team usually gets 3 points in Vegas with the odds makers. It makes sense, and, you know, I'd take the Dolphins here. And it sucks to say because I don't think the Dolphins are nearly as good as their record. I think 7-3 is over their, not talent level, but their production in terms of who they are as a team. You know, their schedule has been cupcake city, and they haven't beaten a quality team. But where the Jets are right now, there's just no way I could take them, even with 10.
I like what Alf Arteaga said on the show yesterday, that people are taking shots at the Dolphins for only beating cupcakes. But in the NFL, if you beat the cupcakes, you usually will make the playoffs and oftentimes win the division, and that's the road to success. So as they say, Robbie, you got to make the layups. Yeah, the three-pointers are great, but if you miss those wide-open layups and you miss those free throws, that's a problem. The Dolphins, to their credit, have not missed the free throws, and they have not missed the wide-open layups. And the Jets certainly, at this point in time, would appear on paper to be a wide-open layup or a free throw. Let's talk about the quarterbacks here and the passing props. It's really interesting that they even have lines on Tim Boyle, considering the fact that the guy has barely played in his NFL career, but let's take a look at him and see what we think. Tim Boyle is over under 0.5 passing touchdowns. Tua Tagovailoa over under 1.5. Passing yards, Tim Boyle over under 166.5. Tua Tagovailoa over under 248.5. I like Tim Boyle on this one. There's something about this that sticks out to me. I'm not saying Boyle's going to play well. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But I feel like he's going to throw a lot, and I think he's going to go over the 166.5. Passing and rushing yards, Tua Tagovailoa over under 255.5. Completions, Tim Boyle over under 18.5. Tua Tagovailoa over under 21.5. Pass attempts, Tim Boyle over under 30.5. Tua Tagovailoa over under 33.5. Interceptions, Tim Boyle over under 1.5. Tua Tagovailoa over under 0.5. And longest completion, Tim Boyle over under 29.5. Tua Tagovailoa over under 37.5. Robbie, that prop will certainly test your theory about whether or not Tim Boyle is actually going out there to be fearless like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, or if things get tough and he ends up clamming up the way that we saw from Zach Wilson far too often.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm with you. I like the Boyle overs, but especially the touchdown at 0.5. Give me him with at least one touchdown. The yards is going to be close. It'll be close, but I'd still, gun to my head, I'd go over 166.5. I mean, listen, this Miami D, it's not, you know, it's not exactly the 2000 Ravens. I know Ramsey, I know they got some talent, but I think as long as they have the right plan and they could run the ball, this is the key. It all comes down to the Jets' offensive line, obviously, and if they could do enough to run the ball at home, I think I like Boyle's overs.
Receiving props, yards. Alec Ingold over under 3.5, Alan Lazard over under 15.5, Breece Hall over under 26.5. I kind of like that one. If you're Tim Boyle, it makes a lot of sense to check down to Breece Hall a lot, especially considering what's been going on with the offense lately. I feel like he'll be the safety valve. Cedric Wilson over under 15.5. Dalvin Cook over under 2.5. Garrett Wilson over under 49.5. Jalen Waddle over under 56.5. Raheem Mostert over under 14.5. I like that one. The Jets have had a lot of trouble covering running backs. I think that's a really good prop bet. Tyler Conklin over under 25.5. Tyreek Hill over under 74.5. Xavier Gibson over under 16.5. What do you think, Robbie?
Yeah, I like Mostert over 14.5. And I like Xavier Gibson over 16.5 because Conklin too, but Gibson especially, because I think Boyle will focus on the middle of the field. You know, his arm is not a howitzer, you know, no Jeff George-like arm here. So give me the guys more towards the inside of the field, Xavier Gibson and definitely Mostert. And A-Chain's not listed, huh? I mean, I know he got banged up again, but he was limited in practice yesterday. I don't know what his status is, but I'm surprised he's not listed.
Vegas doesn't want to take a chance with him, I suppose, at this point in time. But they are willing to put up odds for a lot of reception totals that are worth looking at right now. Alan Lazard is over under 1.5. Breece Hall over under 3.5. I'd take the over on that all day long. Garrett Wilson over under 4.5. Jalen Waddle over under 4.5. Raheem Mostert over under 2.5. I like that one as well. Tyler Conklin over under 2.5. Tyreek Hill over under 5.5. I think I'd go with the under on that one.
Me too.
The Jets have done well against Tyreek Hill, so I think he'll get less than 5.5. Xavier Gibson over under 1.5. Longest reception, Alan Lazard over under 10.5. Breece Hall over under 12.5, Cedric Wilson over under 11.5, Garrett Wilson over under 19.5, Jalen Waddle over under 21.5, Raheem Mostert over under 9.5, Tyler Conklin over under 12.5, Tyreek Hill over under 25.5, Xavier Gibson over under 10.5. What do you think, Robbie?
Yeah, I think because the Jets D is naturally conservative in terms of its pass coverage, I still think pound for pound, they're the best pass coverage in the league, as crazy as that sounds, but they're naturally conservative. You know, they don't attack the quarterback with more than four. They don't blitz a lot. They lag on the outside, quarters, cover three, even man lag, man robber lag. So think about Tua, if he's going to have success, it's going to be a lot of short to intermediate passes, under 10 yards. So go with those guys.
Rushing props, rushing yards, Breece Hall over under 50.5, Dalvin Cook over under 10.5, Raheem Mostert over under 59.5, Tua Tagovailoa over under 4.5, rushing attempts, Breece Hall over under 13.5, Dalvin Cook over under 2.5, Tua Tagovailoa over under 2.5, rushing and receiving yards combined, Alan Lazard over under 16.5, Breece Hall over under 81.5, Garrett Wilson over under 50.5, Jalen Waddle over under 58.5, Raheem Mostert over under 77.5, Tyreek Hill over under 76.5, Xavier Gibson over under 19.5, and longest rush, Breece Hall over under 12.5, Raheem Mostert over under 15.5.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think I'm going over on Mostert. Because of A-Chain's, we don't know if he's going to, how healthy he'll be. And the Jets, let's face it, their run D is not good. It comes into the week as the 30th best run D in the league, you know, third from last. I think it was 31st coming into this past week. So their run D is not great. And those are in situations, too, when the opposing team is running the ball. So I feel like they should play better against the run based on those situations because they're trailing and you know the offense is going to run the ball. Yards per carry, they're like 21st, 22nd, but overall the run D hasn't been good. So I'd put some shekels on Mostert's over.
Defense and special teams props. Give me all the pass rushers in this game, Robbie. Bradley Chubb, Christian Wilkins, Jalen Phillips, Jermaine Johnson, Quinnen Williams, Zach Seiler, all over under 0.25. I would take every single one of them. And then when it comes to total tackles, Bradley Chubb is over under 3.5. C.J. Mosley over under 9.5. Christian Wilkins over under 3.5. D.J. Reed over under 4.5. Deshaun Elliott over under 4.5. Jalen Phillips over under 5.5. Jalen Ramsey over under 3.5. Jerome Baker over under 5.5. Javon Holland over under 5.5. Jordan Whitehead over under 5.5. Quincy Williams over under 8.5. Quinnen Williams over under 3.5. Sauce Gardner over under 3.5. Xavien Howard over under 2.5.
I'll tell you, I'm taking the under on Whitehead because he's going to be so preoccupied with Tyreek Hill downfield and Waddle and all that speed that it's going to be hard for him to get involved in the run game. He'll definitely have a couple tackles downfield trying to save touchdowns and after the catch and yak, but in terms of the run game, his tackles won't be there like they normally are, I think. So the under with Whitehead.
This is interesting, Robbie. When it comes to the kicking props, the only one listed here is the Dolphins kicker, Jason Sanders. I have no idea why there are no props for Greg Zuerlein, but Sanders is over under 1.5 field goals, over under 7.5 total kicking points, and over under 2.5 extra points.
That is interesting. I mean, has DraftKings just totally given up on the Jets offense altogether?
That's probably what it is.
What else could it be, honestly? Hey, no special teams for me. Put money on Sanders at your own risk.
Touchdown props. Anytime touchdown scorer. Raheem Mostert, minus 130. Tyreek Hill, minus 130. Breece Hall, minus 125. Devon Achane, plus 155. Jaylen Waddle, plus 165. Jeff Wilson, plus 210. Garrett Wilson, plus 240. Braxton Berrios, here he comes. It's the revenge game. Braxton Berrios, plus 400. Dolphins defense and special teams, plus 400. Durham Smythe, plus 450. Tua Tagovailoa, plus 600. Xavier Gibson, plus 550. Cedric Wilson, plus 500. Julian Hill, plus 600. Alan Lazard, plus 600. Tyler Conklin, plus 650. I think that's a decent one. He could get open in the end zone. Tim Boyle would be looking for him if they get down there. Jeremy Ruckert, plus 750. Dalvin Cook, plus 700. Chase Claypool, plus 800. Alec Ingold, plus 950. Randall Cobb, plus 1,100. Israel Abanikanda, plus 950. Jets defense and special teams, plus 900. Tim Boyle, plus 1,000. CJ Ozama, plus 1,800. Irvin Charles, plus 1,300. Tyler Croft, another old friend, plus 1,400. No touchdown scorer at all, plus 6,500. Jason Brownlee, plus 1,900. And Nick Bawden, plus 2,000. What do you think here, Robbie?
I mean, get the sledgehammer out and smack me in the head if you're a Jets fan, but give me Berrios at plus 400 because we just saw it with Ty Johnson last week. And, you know, Berrios has been solid, you know, in his role this season for the Dolphins. Michael Carter is on the injury report again. And yeah, I love Michael Carter. He's one of the best slot corners in the game, in my view, but banged up. Berrios out of the slot. McDaniel, knowing him, you know, those are pretty solid odds at plus 400. So give me Berrios.
Last prop, and it's always one of the most fun. First touchdown scorer, Raheem Mostert, plus 380. Tyreek Hill, plus 425. Breece Hall, plus 750. Devon Achane, plus 750. Jalen Waddle, plus 850. Jeff Wilson, plus 950. Garrett Wilson, plus 1,300. That's not bad for a first touchdown scorer if you think the Jets have a chance of scoring a touchdown. Wilson at plus 1,300. Braxton Berrios, Robbie, there's your guy, plus 1,700. Dolphins defense and special teams, plus 1,900. Durham Smythe, plus 2,000. Tua Tagovailoa, plus 2,200. Xavier Gibson, plus 2,500. Cedric Wilson, plus 2,500. Julian Hill, plus 2,500. Alan Lazard, plus 3,000. Tyler Conklin, plus 3,000. That one's not bad either. Jeremy Ruckert, plus 3,500. Dalvin Cook, plus 3,500. Chase Claypool, plus 3,500. Alec Ingold, plus 3,500. Randall Cobb, plus 4,000. Israel Abanikanda, plus 4,500. Jets defense and special teams, plus 4,500. Tim Boyle, plus 5,000. CJ Ozama, plus 5,500. Irvin Charles, plus 6,000. Tyler Croft, plus 6,000. Jason Brownlee, plus 7,000. Nick Bawden, plus 7,500. And no touchdown scored at all, plus 6,500.
I think I like the Garrett Wilson one because if you think at Berrios too, if you want to go Berrios, go Berrios. Mostert also. I could see Mostert breaking a long run in this one. I remember him doing it with the Niners at MetLife during that COVID year. So the run D's not great, but Garrett Wilson, think about how defenses game plan against the Jets and Zach Wilson. Press in your face, on your toes, ready for the run game. The Dolphins really aren't going to know what to do against Boyle. So I'd expect a similar type game plan. And if they want to go over the top vertical one-on-one with Garrett Wilson, you know, if Ramsey's not guarding him, or even against Ramsey, you know, he's not exactly 23, 22 years old anymore. Garrett Wilson's not bad with those odds.
Robbie Sabo, the leader of the Sabo Holics, also lead reporter for JetsXFactor.com, a website that he co-founded. Thanks so much for coming on and breaking down the Jets and the Dolphins in this pregame report on this Black Friday. Looking forward to this game in a couple of hours. Really appreciate you hopping on. For those that want to check out JetsXFactor.com, there's a lot of great stuff over there, including what you could get if you subscribe right now, which is an autographed picture by a guy who never had problems getting into the end zone. Used to wear number 80, I think.
No, yeah, the same guy who Arnold Schwarzenegger once said the Jets would come back against this very team, the Miami Fish, on a Monday night miracle. It's Friday night this week, but or this time around, but similar principle. Yeah, 8x10 signed, autograph signed Wayne Corbett, 8x10. If you sign up using discount code 80 at JetsXFactor.com.
Make sure you check out everything going on at JetsXFactor.com and at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Some awesome All-22 breakdowns on our channel, so watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quentin Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital, PlayLikeAJet.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.